No, I expect Vladimir, the great champion, and he wants to give it everything he's got, and he will feel that he could have done things a lot different. I'm very happy for the rematch. I'm very, very pleased Vladimir has taken it. These are two of the best fighters in the world, so it's great to get it on again and let the fans see that they can do a lot different and give a better fight than last time.
He clearly feels he didn't do himself justice in the first fight, but is there anything that he can do that can cause Tyson problems second time round?
I don't believe so, no. I think we're definitely looking for the stoppage next time out, because Tyson, in my opinion, only performed around 60% of what his capabilities are anyway. So we're over the moon with a rematch. I know I feel the same way. So we're just very much looking forward to getting this on again.
Your game plan worked to perfection first time out, but I sense from that that you think that he could have done even better.
Yeah, if Tyson would have followed the procedure and done what we'd worked on in the gym, he could have stopped Vladimir. So we're very much looking forward to getting 100% Tyson back out there. I'm excited, because if Klitschko does more, then it's better for us as well.
Now, where do you think this fight will be? Will it be in Germany again or Manchester perhaps? What would you prefer?
We're looking at the Wembley Stadium in London.
Wow.
That's what we're looking at for possibly mid to late May. That's what we're looking at for the rematch.
And if all goes to plan and Tyson does knock out Vladimir, what does the future hold? Do you want to unify all the belts? Is Deontay Wilder a realistic proposition?
Absolutely. In my opinion, once Tyson gets rid of Klitschko in the rematch, then straight away we'll be looking at Deontay Wilder to unify all the belts.
And where does he go after that?
He'll just keep unifying and taking on all challengers, all up-and-comers, the best out there. He'll be taking them on.
Just final question from me, Peter. Are you guys hurting a little bit? Because there's been so much talk about Tyson as a person or his views or his beliefs. I don't think he's got the credit he deserves for what he did in the ring on Saturday. Do you feel like that?
I do. You've got a lot of people which they're happy to put somebody's achievements down. Tyson Fury, let's just have it right here. He's beat the best linear champion, the super champion of the world, in his own backyard in Germany. It's a fantastic feat. It'll probably never be done again. So you need to get behind this kid. And he's just turned 27. It was his 25th fight. It's just amazing what he's achieved. So I think they need to... Tyson Fury, he's a very honest man. He just speaks his mind. And some things can be misconstrued what he says, but he's a good person inside, and that's the main thing.
And do you think he can go on and in 10 years or something, we'll be talking about him the way we did about Vladimir as a champion that's seen off all comers?
I think you can do. Look, you've only got to look back in history. Muhammad Ali, they gave him no chance of Sonny Liston. He beat Sonny Liston. They said it was a fluke. Ali never really got recognition until he beat George Foreman. And he'd already been a professional 10 years. So, you get a lot of people, they never really respect a fighter until he's gone. Now, with Vladimir Klitschko, to see in that fight, they don't realise how good Tyson really is. But as you see the fights, other fights going on, Styles-Meg fights, and Tyson belongs where he's at.